Do I not speak with an audible voice as a living God and in a continued administration from heaven? For know this, that on my part, the ageless one, I find only respect in times and season and beginning of new years as it relates to you, and as you choose change, and as you choose the ongoing of my spirit. But know this, that if you'll earmark, if you'll come to this place and believe me for change, then you'll find that in this time, in these kinds of days that you call the beginning of new years, you'll find my coming in strength and in my coming in glory. For if I did these things of old, how much more do you know and believe that I can do these things now, saith the Spirit of grace.
Yes, Jesus.
For in my word, do you find the record where I brought them forth out of bondage? And there was not a weak one among them, not a sickly one among them. And I gave them favor so that everything they asked of the Egyptians was given to them, so that they came out and had more than enough as provision to go forth. Did I not keep them in the wilderness? Did I not provide for them? Did none of their possessions wear out? And they continued on into my promise. Know this, while you're waiting for the promise to come, and while you affectionately call on me for revival, know this, that if you enter in behind the veil and seek my face, if I was able to do those things then, so that the nations that they passed through watched them and said, this bunch is different. They are provided for, and there is no sickly, and there is no weakly among them. Know this, how much more in this dispensation can I add these things to your life, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, as a father would gently nurture and correct his children, know this, that many of you will turn from the way that you've been thinking, because the world has indoctrinated you to believe that you're subject to the times, and you're subject to age, and you're subject to infirmities in your body. Know this, that it is my pleasure for you to expect of me that because you named after me, and because your last name is after me, and your beginning name is after me, because you belong to a family, know this, that you should expect yourself to be a peculiar people and above the world and above their circumstances and above the things that take them out, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a little bit more. So many have accused others as an arrogance to their stand to believe that they didn't have to participate. Well, I say unto you, if there is anything called arrogance in me, it's called a boldness and a godly confidence.
Yes,
so know this, that I desire you to come under accusation by many, even your fellow brethren, that'll look at you and say, oh, they're carrying a spirit of pride. And I'd say unto you, but no, you refuse the things of this earth. You refuse poverty, sickness, disease, and depression. And know that your name is called by my name, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah!